The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Dylan Smith in the co-pilot seat. Dylan, are you ready to fly this baby 1 week from today when I'm gone?
Wow. Yeah. No pressure.
There you go.
I mean, I can flip a few switches and maybe get the thing airborne. Don't know about landing, though.
Well, that guy up in Seattle.
That's what I'm thinking of. Not that we should be making terrible jokes.
We can't make jokes about that, and especially
rather tragic situation.
It was a very tragic situation. I'll tell you one thing that you will not have any problem as long as Tom Fairbanks is on the other side of the glass, which he will be.
He makes things happen.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, I thought he was going to take over flipping the switches and stuff.
Are you going to come and hear that, Tom?
Yeah, I was just looking forward to taking the day off.
Yeah.
Oh, you can come. You can come hold down the mic.
Okay.
It's August the 17th. Tom, of course, you realize everybody knows about Aretha's death yesterday, Aretha Franklin. Let me give you a quick trivia, Tom, here. What famous American entertainer died on the same date back in 1976. Probably the biggest entertainer. Well, some might
76
say.
76 or 77?
1977. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know who it is. Does Dylan know?
Well, absolutely. We did just lose the Queen yesterday. So, we lost the Prince a couple of years back.
Right.
So in 77?
It was.
That would have been the King.
There you go. Dylan got it, and he didn't have any prep like perhaps Tom did. Anyway, welcome to the Buckmaster Show.
Well, we should say who it was.
Well,
I know a lot of people probably know who the King was.
Elvis Presley.
Is. Yes,
yeah.
There you go.
42 years old.
Yeah, whoa. It was a sad day. I remember that.
I remember it very well. I was working in Las Vegas, where it was a huge story, needless to say. The Buckmaster Show, our media partners include TucsonSentinel.com, and that is, of course, Dylan Smith's baby, editor and publisher. Dylan, thank you for your support.
Absolutely.
The Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, the Tucson Media Group and its portfolio of Tucson-based publications, including Inside Tucson Business and the Tucson Weekly. Speaking of the Weekly, their executive editor, Jim Ninsel, will join us at about 12:30 today. Our Friday Focus interview on the live line, F. Ann Rodriguez, Pima County Recorder. F. Ann was first elected to office back in 1992, so she has certainly seen a lot of changes. F. Ann, how are you today?
Well, we're doing very good. You know, we're busy mailing out. Today is the last day, actually, to request a mail-in ballot for all the voters out there that are registered independent. In the state of Arizona, independents are allowed to participate in the primary elections. They just have to tell us which political party ballot to mail to them. They have until 5 p.m. today to request a ballot to be mailed to them, which is 724-4330 is the number. Or next week, they can choose to go to several satellite early voting locations we have scattered throughout the valley, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Or they can go to their assigned polling location. They'll walk in and they'll tell the poll worker that they would like to be issued whatever political party ballot that they would like to be issued for this election, so that they'd be able to cast it. What I do want to emphasize, which seems to be some confusion out there, is that it does not change their voter registration status. They will remain as party not designated or independent. It just says what ballot they want to be issued. So they want to keep their independent status from the two-party structure. However, this is how our democracy works. You know, there are going to be a Democrat, Republican, or Green, or Libertarian candidates before to the general election. Well, all of us will have an opportunity. But the big thing is that in Pima County alone, there's over 160,300 20 people that are in this category. We will call them as others. They're not registered to the two political parties. But unfortunately, only 23,690 have requested a ballot so far. So that's only 15%, you know, and, you know, and they can't, it's their duty, too, to pick it. You know, they just can't be sitting back and say, well, we'll let the parties do it. Well, folks, you can't complain afterwards if you didn't like whatever Democrat or Republican candidate is eventually moved forward. You know, this is your chance. They can't sit back and just complain about it. It's their opportunity. It's our community. And this is actually a bill that was voted on the citizens many years ago to allow independence. It's growing. And that's a big block in, of voters here in this county alone. So I implore those people to participate either by calling our office today until 5 p.m. to request your ballot, or go to one of our early voting sites and cast your ballot there, or go to your assigned polling location on election day. It's all about citizen participation is what I'm ultimately trying to get at.
All right, here's Dylan Smith.
So to be clear about a couple of things, if you are a PND, an independent voter, you have to pick one of those partisan ballots to vote in the primary. You can't vote for a Republican in one primary race, like, you know, say CD2, and then in the governor's race, vote for a Democratic candidate. You have to pick which party you want to help in the primary process, right?
Correct. You only get to select one.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to give people ballots. You'd have to, like, give everyone some weird custom ballot kind of thing.
Unfortunately, that's not here. That's what some people want to move forward to in a possibility of a tiered approach, you know. But that's not how this election is going to work right now. That would take major changes, and, you know, I don't think we'll see that one today.
And that early voting deadline, it's not just for independents. That's for everybody. Everybody who wants to have a ballot mailed to them needs to call your office today, right?
That is true. Or the same thing for others that, you know, that haven't, you know, that are not on the permanent early voting list.
If you're a Democrat and you want an early ballot, give them a call. Yep. Or a Libertarian and you want to try and, there aren't actually any candidates on that primary ballot, but if you want to be able to write somebody in, give a call. And one question I'm not quite clear on is, if you go to one of these early voting sites, which you have open, and you're starting to open up even a few more, do you have to vote there in person at one of those early voting sites, or can you take one of those early ballots home, pick it up in person, and take it with you?
No. When you walk into an early voting site, you are actually being issued a ballot right there on the spot, and you must vote it there.
That works pretty much like a polling place. And somebody, if they have an early ballot already, they can drop it off there, right?
Sure, they can drop it off at any of my voting site locations, or they can drop it off on election day at any polling location. Some of the pitfalls that we do find is that people forget to sign the ballot affidavit. You know, that's how we do the comparison.
Yeah.
And actually, we check every single signature on the ballot. People, you know, they say, hey, you know, I got a call from your office, because the signatures may have changed through the years and from the last registered vote, and we want a verification that person that is signing that ballot. So we have that conversation. We've been texting people because people will respond to a text, or we'll send them an email if we happen to have an email on file. But there is another feature that people who want to know, they say, well, I put my ballot in the mail, but what happens to it? They can follow that online. They just go back and look at, it's called ballot by mail status, and you put your information, and it'll tell you if we received your ballot, if we accepted your signature, or if we have a problem with your signature, and it gives a phone number. It says when we sent it over to the election department for tabulation, so they can kind of follow the ballot as they process
it. So they can be assured that if they mailed their ballot back, and that you actually got it and counted it. What happens if somebody doesn't? Like if one accidentally does get lost in the mail?
Well, then they can go to their early voting site, and only if they'll be issued a second ballot, but it's only the ballot that comes back first to us that will be actually counted.
Okay.
The other one would not be counted. And, you know, we do get some calls. We got them fairly soon after we mailed them out. People said, I made a mistake. Some of the humorous ones is that my dog ate it. or I spilled the coffee on it.
I can
one
see
lady
that.
Said she got her avocado sauce on.
Oh, my goodness.
So we send them replacement ballots. And
so you know. You don't want food-smeared ballots
no,
showing up?
No, we don't
up.
Want. No, okay. We don't want. No,
all right. F. Ann Rodriguez, stick around. We've got a lot more questions for you, including how we are doing so far with percentage-wise with those early ballots coming in. We'll find out about that. But first, we want to tell people about our favorite bakery in town. And Dylan Smith.
I think I know which bakery you're going to talk about.
I was going to ask you, what's our favorite?
I'm good with the trivia. This shouldn't be trivia. This should be widely known.
What is the favorite bakery of the Buckmaster Show?
Would that be Mona's Danish Bakery?
It is. And what are they home of?
The Danish Kringle.
That's it. The Danish Kringle. Mona is located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Right now they are open for lunch. How about a sandwich at Mona's and the bread you request? And they do have a wide variety of freshly baked breads, and it's going to be beautiful. It's a beautiful sandwich. And how about a brownie for dessert? And, maybe take a croissant home for Saturday morning. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to all of our great sponsors. We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday, the Monday Political Face-Off features commentators Bruce Ash and Don Jorgensen. Plus, the University of Arizona president will join us, Dr. Robert Robbins. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, which is buckmastershow.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. F.N. Rodriguez, longtime Pima County recorder, is with us on the live line, and Dylan Smith is with me in studio. F.N., how are we doing with early ballots coming in?
Well, that's a good question. We mailed out so far 292,313 ballots as of today, and we're still processing the mail that we picked up this morning. We received 93,874,000 back, which is a 32% return rate as of this date. Which, you know, it's not a bad return rate. And then this is, just remember, this is only the early ballots. It doesn't count the whole total voter registration because it includes those that like to traditionally go to polling location. So it's not a bad return rate. You know, people are still waiting. There's so many contested races on both the Democrat and Republican side, so people are kind of like waiting to make decisions and choices. You know, I know a lot of people have said they've received a lot of campaign material. I know I have done too, personally. So there are choices out there. That's what, you know, people have to make the selections, and this is what democracy is all about. So I encourage people to do. Some of the common questions when they get the ballot is that, do I have to vote on all the races? And the answer is no. You can vote on the races you wish to, and then leave the rest of them blank if you don't wish to vote on those particular races. And it will count the races that you actually voted. They seem to think that it'll negate their ballot, and that is not true. It'll just tabulate the ballot that are the candidates that they selected.
Well, very few people, Dylan, do vote in primaries, which is really sad because I've just got in front of me all of the local state races, and a couple of these are going to be decided in the primary.
Yeah, there's really no point to the general because there's nobody else
exactly running. Exactly. Case in point, District 9, the two Democrats, you vote for one, and the winner of the primary goes on, wins the election, basically.
And this is for the state Senate seat.
State Senate, Victoria Steele and Jim Love. So, you know, this is really important stuff.
Indeed. This morning at TucsonSentinel.com, we published a piece from the Morrison Institute talking about the really paltry turnout for primary races. Of everybody across the state who's registered, only 1 in 5 bother to vote in primaries, and that percentage is, of course, much worse with independents, as FN was saying, a lot of whom don't even know that they can participate. The primary elections that we have for Congress and state and local candidates are different than the presidential preference election, which causes some confusion every time we go through these cycles. For the presidential so-called primary, you have to be a registered member of the party to take part. Mm-hmm. In the primary, for everything else, you don't. If you're an independent, you can pick a party. And as FN was saying, it doesn't change your voter registration to take part. You can just pick a ballot that you want to have filled out so that you can have a little bit more of a say.
And FN, you know, going back in history, in 1992, when you were elected, there was no early ballots, right? I mean, look at how, just over the course of your career as Pima County Recorder, how things have changed.
Well, in 1992, when I first got elected, actually that was when President Bill Clinton was first elected. So there's some people that work for me remind me that they weren't even born yet. I said, oh my God, you make me feel like a really, and I'm a young woman still. But anyway, they had just changed the law where you didn't need to have an excuse to be out of town. The law had just started to change the previous year was in 91, when it did. And at that time, I ran the late Councilmember Roger Suttlemeyer's campaign, where anybody could request a ballot. You didn't need to have an excuse or reason. And that's what picked up the process in that. And so I ran my campaign in first time, so that was new to me, too, and, of course, new to everybody else. Since that time, we had such a block of people voting this way that the recorders, this was actually a recorders instituted, it was my bill that I introduced and got sponsors for, saying the same people are always asking to be put on, you know, having to sign something. I says, let's try it, and we did. And people love the permanent early voting list. They like to vote in the convenience of their home. And then there are others that still like, we call them the traditionalists, that want to go to a polling location. Even if we were to go all ballot by mail elections, we would still set up strategically, like we do right now, early voting places for people to go get a ballot or a replacement ballot for a lot, or for people that utilize my early voting site because they have failed to update their address. And that's a good tool that we use at these early voting sites. We update their address right there on the spot, and then we issue out the ballot that goes for, based on their address, the candidates that are running in those various districts off of their address. So those are discussions, you know, we'll have, but the trend is 85% of the people that are voting in every election are voting early, either by our early voting site or predominantly by mail. So it's the way people went. Some people have asked us, can they vote at their computers? Now, that's a whole different ballgame because we need to identify the voter, and the way we identify is the comparison of the signatures that they sign on their ballot affidavit. So we're a ways from that one. But one of the things I want to also stress is there's a lot of information on my website at recorder.pima.gov. It gives a list of the early voting locations, the times they're out, they're strategically placed. We're actually opening up four in the libraries across the valley, which will be Mission Library, Miller Gofflinks Library, Kirk Bear Canyon Library, and we'll be in Salazar, which is in Ajo, and then we'll be at the Pima County Natural Resources Park and Recreation Building. And then we have a site in Sells, Arizona, plus the three recorder sites, and there's been two other sites that have been opened earlier. So it gives the locations and the times. We ask people, please, don't call the churches. We're opened up at two churches that have been kind enough to give us facilities to use. And don't call the libraries asking if there's a line, too. We have that problem. they are kind enough to do it. You know, they work with us. Most of these facilities are government locations, except for the two churches, but they cooperated with us.
And you have volunteers. These are not volunteers that work the polls. They're actually, these are paid folks who make a little bit of money on Election Day, right?
Yes, yeah. They are paid. Some of them are my permanent staff at all my new early voting site locations. The vast majority of them, except for Ajo and Sells, have the new ballot on demand printers. We'll have new iPod pads there, so we can look them up on their address and change their voter registration. So we're entering in some new technology as we move forward, because sometimes I understand when people move, the last thing they think about is updating their address, their voter registration. But we need to put them in their proper precinct and give them the proper candidates that they're eligible to be voting on. There's multiple things going on. So
here's Dylan.
Well, one other thing that I think we should point out for people is that this is a sort of a, you know, a, not like the city of Tucson's so-called all mail-in elections, where on election day there are only a few polling locations open. This is a on election day will look like a normal old school election, right? With a polling place for every precinct, just about.
Yes, there will be a polling location that's assigned to every precinct that somebody lives in. They can drop off their vote-by-mail ballot there, or they can just go in there if they haven't requested an early ballot and just vote. again, they can find out if they are. They're not sure. And you have, I don't run the elections department, but sometimes polling locations change because they're based on availability of the facility that they're contracting at. You know, these, they may be going through some remodeling projects or, you know, various reasons.
And sometimes you've got two or three precincts voting in the same spot.
And they'll be in two lines. They can also find on my website where their polling location is by simply typing in their address.
But this isn't like last year's City of Tucson election where it was you didn't have all of those precinct voting spots.
Well, last year, you remember, it was a consolidated election where the county ran it. We had various schools along with the city, and then we had strategically placed what they call replacement ballot locations because everybody received it. And that's similar to what it is, but, you know, everybody had to get a ballot in the mail.
All right.
So that's a different kind of an election.
Quick question from a caller. What identification is required to vote at a polling place, FN Rodriguez?
At a polling location, the most common one is a picture ID, so you could take your driver, Arizona State. It has to be an Arizona State driver's license or a passport. And if your Arizona driver's license has your current residential address, to identify that you are in the correct polling location, or if your driver's license address doesn't match your current address, you need like a utility bill, a bank statement, something that has an address.
Or your voter ID card.
Oh, your voter ID card.
All right.
Find it.
All right, FN, I'm going to let you go here, but I have one quick question. Over that period of time from 1992 when you were first elected to now, the biggest change would probably be the rise of the non-affiliated person, the so-called independent. Would you agree with that?
I would absolutely agree that that is the biggest thing, and people voting by mail.
Okay. FN Rodriguez, thank you very much. And again, if people want to have an independent, that phone number at your office again is
724-4330. I'll go to recorder.pima.gov and you can do the online request.
And that the phone number will be active till 5 this afternoon, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Be active.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and everybody have a good day here
thank
in Pima County.
Thank you very much. FN Rodriguez with us, longtime Pima County recorder. Coming up, Jim Ninsel, executive editor of the Tucson Weekly. Dylan sticks around.
Indeed.
And we have more as we kind of doing a full court press for our upcoming primary, which now is really just days away, isn't it, Dylan? I mean, we're
coming up on it.
Yep, we're getting there. All right, we'll be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Experience the new era of Arizona football. New coach Kevin Sumlin. Lower season and individual game ticket pricing. New stadium amenities and concession options. More pride of Arizona and a new stadium announcer. Plus, explosive plays on the field that will create lots more fireworks. Go to ArizonaWildcats.com/FB for tickets or call 621-CATS. That's ArizonaWildcats.com/FB or 520-621-CATS.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer, and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Friday edition. We thank F. Ann Rodriguez giving us an update on the percentage of the early votes that are coming in. Dylan Smith with me in studio. I think F. Ann said a little over 30%. Wasn't that what you said?
Yeah, around there.
Around 30.
It was good to, I think, get into some of those nuts and bolts question before the last minute, you know, so that if people are wondering how they can... get a ballot, where they have to go with it. They can think about that now rather than worrying about it over the last few days. And, you know, that office, the phone starts ringing off the hook
as
they get close to an election.
Yeah, all day, every day.
Because everybody ends up with, because we have so many different sorts of elections that happen, everybody gets a little bit confused sometimes about who can vote and where to go and all of that.
Let's welcome now Jim Nintzel, executive editor of the Tucson Weekly. Jim, how has your week been?
Oh, dynamite, Bill. Things are going great.
Dynamite.
Everything going very well. You know, it is discouraging, Mr. Nintzel and Dylan, hearing that so few people, really very few people, participate in these primaries. And you've got some races, as we pointed out, that are going to be decided in this primary. Right, Jim?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's always been traditional that fewer people have voted or focused in on what's going on politically in the primary season. They just seem to feel as though they'll deal with the choices that they're offered in the general. But in many of these races, the primary does end it. The districts are so one-sided that after the dust settles with the election, 10 days from now?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, something like that.
It's pretty much over.
Let's go through some of these big races. What jumps out at you, Jim Nintzel, and on this ballot?
Well, certainly, you know, and I think we've talked about this on the show, that the race in Congressional District 2, because this is going to be a race that it's an extraordinarily competitive district, and many pundits will be looking at Southern Arizona as a race to watch going into November. And a lot depends on who comes out of that Democratic primary, which has also been real interesting to watch. I wrote a column last week saying that Ann Kirkpatrick should be walking away from this with the money that she's raised and the support she has from the DCCC and the political strategist Rod McLeod working on her team, who has helped Ron Barber and Gabby Giffords win this district on numerous occasions. And you'd think that this would be something she was running away with, but I think there's still – number one, a lingering suspicion that she's too moderate. She's not good on gun rights. She's not good on, or she's not good on gun violence issues, and she's not good on environmental issues. And you're seeing, you know, I think Matt Hines, the other guy who's got some real name ID in that district, has been hammering away at her, and he released a poll showing basically a neck-and-neck race with him a few points up, but within the margin of error. I'm really having a hard time getting a read on how this one's going to play out.
But, you know, there are, what, four or five other people on that ballot who are really splitting up the progressive, more left-wing vote. And isn't that sort of the vote that Matt Hines is trying to pull his way?
Without a doubt, and I agree with you, Dylan. He's got to deal with you know, Billy Kovacs and Bruce Wheeler and Mary Mattiea all really splitting that vote and running. You know, they haven't raised the kind of money you'd want to raise to run a congressional race in this day and age, but they are definitely really capturing a lot of grassroots excitement between the three of them. So that is definitely trouble for Matt, and we'll see how things go on Election Day. I would still consider Kirkpatrick the favorite, but I would not be surprised if she didn't pull it out. And on the Republican side, I think it's safe to say that Leah Marquez Peterson is likely to come out on top in that race because her opponents haven't really mounted much in the way of a campaign at this point. Certainly haven't raised enough money to be real contenders. So
they've tried to really hammer her from the right with the you know, the website Left Wing Leah, trying to paint her as a rhino.
Yeah, and I think, you know, certainly Leah's changed her tune on immigration issues, for example, where she used to be a huge supporter of the DREAM Act, and now she seems to be talking more about no path to citizenship. But it's hard to nail down where Leah stands on things because she's simply not willing to talk to the press about where she's at on anything.
She's trying to keep a very low profile until after the primary, it seems.
And maybe even until the general.
And aren't so many candidates trying to do that, to dodge tough questions? You've got both Martha McSally and Kyrsten Sinema refusing to debate their primary opponents.
Yeah, and that's really a fascinating development, too. You've got the two front runners, really, in that Senate race on both sides who are... Martha's been interesting because she's gone from moderate to hardcore Trump supporter, whereas Kyrsten's gone from very left-wing over the course of her career to somewhere between a moderate Democrat and a moderate Republican.
That was a much more gradual transition, though. That wasn't overnight.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. And it's going to be fascinating to see which of those the people of Arizona in a general election end up relating to.
Martha woke up one morning in, what was that, January, as a full-on Trump supporter.
Yeah, it was as if a switch had been flipped in her. A completely different candidate than the one we've seen in Southern Arizona.
And I could be wrong, but I don't think she even mentioned Senator McCain in that that bill that President Trump signed into law, that military authorization bill.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It was named after John McCain,
right,
and Trump very pointedly didn't mention the senator's name at the bill signing ceremony to which he invited McSally.
Mm. And McSally sent out numerous statements regarding it where she did not acknowledge the senator either. And it's actually a little bit disgraceful in the way that she's turned on him, given how much support he's given her over the years.
Congressional District 1 and our listening area, this does cover a portion of our listening area, certainly.
People in Flagstaff are listening to this?
No, but they're listening, certainly. They're listening, certainly, as you know, Dylan,
yeah.
CD1 goes
is huge.
Is a huge district beginning on the south end in the northwest suburbs, basically, of Tucson. And on a good day, I've heard this radio station all the way up up to Sky Harbor Airport, so it covers a pretty good portion of CD1.
The CD1 goes all the way up to the Grand Canyon and the Utah border.
But you've got Steve Smith, Tiffany Shedd, and Wendy Rogers. That has really turned nasty, Jim Nitzel.
It has. Wendy Rogers, a veteran who has run, a veteran of both the armed forces and campaigning. She's run many times, but not won anything yet. And she really stepped in it by accusing Steve Smith, who's a very Christian conservative, of working for a Christian modeling agency and linking it somehow to kiddie porn. And I think that has really blown up in her face. So I think you can pretty much write her off in this campaign. But who comes out on top between Steve Smith and Tiffany Shedd? I have no idea which one of those is going to be able to pull it out.
There are some political points that you have to score through a whispering campaign and not shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah, I just don't think that. I think that has blown back in her face, and she can pretty much expect to lose yet another campaign this year. They'll both, whoever comes out of that would be going up against Tom O'Halloran, the incumbent. You know, Nate Silver released his 538's congressional forecast this week, and he has both CD2 and CD1 going blue. But, of course, it's a long way between now and the election.
All right, speaking of, going blue. Well, this isn't really, I want to go back to this Senate race. Polling, Martha McSally has a 20-point lead, which would indicate possibly coasting to victory in the GOP primary. That's according to a poll done by OH Predictive Insights. That's Mike Nolan's group. He's the main pollster. Jim, what do you think of that?
My gut says that McSally ought to be winning this primary, so I'm not surprised. I don't know much about that particular poll, but I would say that if Martha, having gone full Trump, can't defeat Kelly Ward and Joe Arpaio, she should probably pack it in.
That poll showed that compared to the last survey that firm put out, that Arpaio's been losing ground. And that most of the what used to be a very significant percentage of undecided voters have slipped into McSally's column.
And she's had the money to really advertise and get her name ID out there, and I don't think the other two have had significant resources to do that. And she's had support from outside groups. Kelly Ward actually got a little bit of support from a group that's been supportive of Rand Paul in the past, but I don't think that's a game changer for her.
But it all comes down to hardcore turnout of the base, doesn't it? And if you look at the fervent supporters of Kelly Ward who have voted for her before, she didn't do so great in that primary, but she's got significant name ID all over the state. Does Martha McSally's money overcome that?
I think so. I think that Kelly's support, I guess I would be shocked to see Kelly Ward come out on top in that race. I've been shocked by a lot of things in politics these days. So I could certainly be proven wrong on primary night.
Jim, some thoughts on the state Senate race and House races locally. What catches your eye there?
I think this race in LD10, we have a story on that this week in the weekly. You have four Democrats running there. That's the district that Republican Claude Seltzer was able to win one of the two House seats in last year and knock out an incumbent lawmaker, actually. But I think he's going to have some real trouble this year, both because I think independents are sliding into the Democrat column and also because he had a pretty serious blunder that's going to hurt him on the campaign trail with the whole Confederate flag slap. That he had a Confederate flag on his computer screen, his screensaver background or whatever it was, and he wasn't particularly apologetic about it, and I think that's just going to be catnip for campaign ads.
And that's a central Tucson district, right?
Yeah, I think it's mostly between Speedway and 22nd Street, moving from Campbell out east, and it's Democrats actually have a voter registration advantage, although it's a narrow one, and Republicans can clearly win as Claude Seltzer did 2 years ago. But you got the incumbent Kirsten Engel, who's who's a attorney and law professor at the U of A, pretty solid, hardworking lawmaker, and then three newcomers, and Nikki Lee, who is an Air Force veteran who was real involved in the Save Our Schools Arizona referendum effort on the voucher bill that was passed, and Catherine Ripley, who's also making her first run for office, is a Navy veteran who teaches out of PCC, and Domingo DeGrazia, the son of the famous local artist, Ted DeGrazia, also making his first step into politics. And I'm not sure which way it's going to go for those three, for sure.
Any other, and we mentioned during the interview with FN Rodriguez, Victoria Steele and Jim Love, Senate race, District 9, that will be decided in the primary.
Right. No general candidate in that one. So, and I would certainly give the edge to Victoria only because she's people are used to voting for her in that district. She served in the House for, what, three or four terms. So I think she probably has the inside track on that one, although they both seem to be pretty knowledgeable candidates.
And then District 2, you've got Bobby Wilson and Shelley Kice.
Yeah, Bobby Wilson, the candidate in Arizona who shot his mom.
He's raised his name ID. I'll grant him that.
Wow.
He has. You know, it takes a lot to get national attention for a legislative seat in Arizona, but Bobby Wilson figured out the formula. This is one of the more bizarre stories we've seen in the campaign about the guy who says his mom tried to kill him and he had to kill her, and it all came out at a Moms Demand Action forum where his comments about a good guy with a gun versus a bad guy with a gun did not go over well with the crowd. Shelley is a former congressional candidate, a local businesswoman, probably has the inside track on that one at this point.
And the winner there faces off against the Democrat incumbent, Andrea D'Alessandro. So that will be an interesting race, too, in the general. Okay,
yeah.
Jim Nintzel, thank you very much. Anything you want to point our attention to in the weekly?
We have a big story on the Hotel Congress is having a huge festival next week. So you want to pick up the paper next week to see that one.
Dylan, at TucsonSentinel.com?
Well, We took part this week, yesterday, actually, in a nationwide effort to underscore the importance of the free press in our country and to refute the steady stream coming from President Trump that reporters are the enemies of the people, that unfortunate phrase, historical phrase, that he's picked up and repeated over and over and over again. There were about 400 news organizations across the country that all on the same day published pieces, reaffirming that an essential part of democracy is having reporters watchdogging what the government is doing. They might not like it all the time, but they got to deal with it.
All right.
And most of them are respectful of it, we should say, and it is terribly sad to see what's happening. Bill, can I just congratulate you? I know there's big changes coming to KVOI, but it sounds like you're going to be staying in your slot, and I'm really glad to hear that.
It's not only sounds like, it is true, and that is Excellent. Really, yes, it is good news. We're going to be here. I've been on the radio here now, let's see, a little over 8.5 years. We'll continue during the noon hour as the station goes to an all-local talk format. And that's good news, I think, for the community. Everybody will have a voice.
Indeed.
Okay. Indeed.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. All right, Weekend Watch presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. The best starting place is southwestnewmexico.org before you take your 3-hour drive over to Silver City. And when you get there, you're going to find the Gila National Wilderness is greened up so beautifully with all these summer rains. Ready for your hiking? Do some exploring historic Silver City. Or how about the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument? Great places to stay, lots to do. southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now the longtime host of Weekend Watch. He's an award-winning Tucson publicist, a dedicated foodie, so much so that he writes a column on food and beverages for Inside Tucson Business. Here he is, Mr. Matt Russell.
A delicious weekend is underway, Bill.
It's another Weekend Watch and another opening of a great new restaurant.
Another restaurant, can you believe it, has opened its doors right here in Southern Arizona. And if you're a fan of savory empanadas, you're going to love Bumble Eatery at 100 North Stone Avenue. Now, traditionally, an Argentinian staple, empanadas are baked or fried pastries stuffed with, you know, all kinds of gastronomic goodies. But the ones at Bumble have Indian influences, like paneer and curry and tikka masala. Now, a spectrum of salsas are also available for a little dipping and dunking, and some refreshing teas and other beverages will cool you off after these spicy bites. I think it's India meets South America at Bumble Eatery, and it's open today.
You know, I love peaches.
Wouldn't even think about celebrating National Peach Month this month without a visit to Apple Annie's Orchard in Wilcox for Peach Mania. It is happening all weekend. All you can eat peaches and pancakes breakfast. wagon rides through the orchard so you can pick your own peaches, and of course, plenty of peach pie. Now, this year, Bill, they're spicing things up a bit with their green chili roast. Check it out. You pick your own green chilies, jalapenos and poblanos, and they'll roast them for you on site while you enjoy green chili ice cream and green chili fudge. Apple Annie's is ready for you this weekend in Wilcox.
Also a staple in August, prickly pear harvest time.
Summer in Tucson, prime prickly pear season, and the Tankaverde Ranch is offering you the opportunity to kind of get your hands dirty as you learn about this desert fruit. You'll actually do the harvesting yourself with a guide, of course, and discover some secrets for removing the needles and other throwaways. And then you're going to learn how to make prickly pear syrup and pastries and other condiments, and even shake up some prickly pear cocktails. Special room rates are available as well if you really wanted to make it a weekend out of it. And all the information and pricing can be found at TankaverdeRanch.com.
And quickly in the column.
27 roots, herbs, and spices were discovered in 1845 for the treatment of cholera, and now they're in the conversation about cocktails. Have a sip of history and read my article in Inside Tucson Business.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, Bill.
The Buckmaster Show is a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, which is wholly responsible for the content of our program. Quickly running out of time, but I do want to thank Tom Fairbanks. Tom, thank you very much for your support, engineering, and producing the show. And I know that Dylan will be in good hands next Friday as I begin my vacation up to your old stomping grounds, Alaska. Have a great weekend.